Scary Terry. Yeah. Scary Terry. Scary Terry. He dressed really fly, yo. So luxuriously gaudy like them Italianos. Wearing a golden black gaiter de la Tony Soprano. His connoisseur nature and elegant aesthetic, coupled with his mysterious stoicism, merely ensuring these bitches dropping their panties on a regular. Just like the way the state dropped the charges. So much so I got them coming in at scheduled intervals. I ain't no retentive, excuse you, I prefer very particular. In the event, I run a tight ship when assuming the role of Mr. Big Pimpin' as such. I tend hut these bitches accordingly. What can I say? I've embraced this demonic lifestyle. Haven't been seduced by the comfort of laying in the lap of luxury. Even my own mother finds me abhorrent. So if you think you'll find a weak spot, well, I must inform you, that's a fool's errand that'll end up with me and my henchmen standing over you. Beep, boop, beep. Pop the trunk of the Bentley when my subordinate returns with the gasoline can. And I give him a nod before he begins pouring it all over you. Here you begin pleading. So I casually dislocate your jaw with the butt of my Sig Sauer pistol. Check the time on my FP journal, can tell you right quick. Got reservations soon at this Italian place in the city. Is what I lament to my sister is one of them. Throws the match at you to set you ablaze. Like the joint I light up while skirting out there in the aforementioned Bentley on my way to dinner. See dog, I'm a sick and twisted individual, fueled solely on rage, depravity, and a hell of a lot of Adderall. Steady burning the candle at both ends, yet still readily dismantling an externum on the regular. All these cowards got me cantankerous. See some punk ass gangster disciple thinking he cute, like he going to flank me or something, as if I didn't see his ass a mile away, rocking it black and blue like a uniform. Had one of the henchmen in my entourage take him out discreetly before it even became an issue. By the way, despite being a preppy white boy, I am awfully India, your girl. But to be clear, I'm speaking feathers, not dots, you see. Cause I would much rather go pot or out of me. Regularly all up in her innards, like I was making sure she ain't got colon cancer. At least that's my excuse for sodomizing you. When you attempt at attacking me, that's why I own a reverse your bitch ass. And I put two in your head. Scattered your thoughts all over the sidewalk, cackling like a mad scientist as I step on your mammary gland and kick your medulla oblongata down the block. And finally take your cerebellum and mail it to your mama. Bro, I find that hilarious. Try to tell you Scary Terry is a nefarious individual, and not to let looks fool you, would it behoove you to heed my forewarning? A tale as old as time, nigga. Cause if you'd have just taken a second and looked into my track record slash history, you would have seen I just got bodies on bodies on bodies on bodies on me. Like I'm some kind of wild ass serial killer. Except I only loathe and obliterate cowardice. I fucking love breakfast. I show up to a gallery opening wearing a Magella suit that's gaudy to begin with. But I be so indifferent to these sheep ass niggas. Oops, I mean the public, whatever, same difference. I didn't even notice the suit was still covered in a significant amount of arterial spray from when I was interrogating that piece of shit earlier today. Oh well, fuck it, nothing I can do since I'm covered in all this old negative anyway. I dare someone to say some shit anyway. Surreptitiously surround your house and then ringing the doorbell, ding dong. Pardon me, is my nemesis home and would they like to come out and play? Except I got like 4 or 5 dudes with masks on the teeth that begin rat-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-
as we unloaded so much, the living room went up in flames. Hot damn, nigga, no pun intended. I just bribe, pay off and kill whoever necessary to cover up my business activity, as if we're the federal government. But no, instead it's the chairman of Scary Terry Productions. Monster, it's my disposition, it's so haunting. I managed to make niggas' kind skin to a toddler. Toodaloo.